Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 21st day of September. Boy, tomorrow's first day of fall. Yeah. And boy, you know what? At Doors of the Word Baptist Church, we have a tradition that on the first day of fall, everybody buy the pastor a very expensive gift. I just started that tradition. Okay, we don't want to stop it. All right. Anyhow, who will be the first to call and pledge tonight at 888-281-1110? Who will be the first to call and bless us with a pledge? And we'll pray for you like we do. 888-677-9673. Back in the phone booth. You got Randy and Frank and Eric back there waiting, just hoping that you'll call because they really want to take your call. And then in the glass cage on the board, with a smile, his style, he's ready. Hey.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
There you go, ready to roll. And, of course, here, she's waited all day to do this, so go ahead and get it done.
Good evening, everyone.
That's little Lisa. And then way out in Missouri, folks, we have the Missouri legend, none other than, the parson Joe Larson.
Good evening, boss. When you mentioned fall, my grandkids are waiting and waiting for the leaves to fall. We have a tradition where we make 6-8 foot deep piles of leaves, and everybody goes and jumps in and has a great time.
Do you jump in the leaves, Joe?
Sure.
I'd like to see that, Joe. Is there any way you could maybe get...
No, we're not taking pictures.
All righty. Yeah, okay. I wonder what we would call that. Okay.
We just call it having fun with the fall leaves before we burn them.
Oh, what about old bones in the leaf pile? That would be a good title. Huh?
Who knows? Dead critters. Probably a little of everything. Who cares?
We're getting carried away. Yeah, I used to do that. My son and his cousins, when they were small, I used to get a great big pile of leaves, a real high pile of leaves, and then I would put them in a sheet, a big bed sheet, and I would twirl them around like in a slingshot and fire them into the pile of leaves. And boy, did they love it. Now, my little white dog would be with them, the little white dog.
Oh, yeah. Now you get set to do this with the grandkids.
Yeah, well, I don't quite have the energy I used to do it anymore, okay? I mean, I can barely get the pile of leaves up. I have other people.
If you get that much, they can do the jumping themselves.
Yeah. Anyhow,
Pledge Week. We've got to rock and roll tonight and try and make enough money to stay on some radio stations, right?
We got to try to stay on some, don't we? We can't do it without the help of the people. Here's what we got to do, folks. Who's going to be the first to call? 888-281-1110. And we'll give you an honorable mention. The first one to call will get an honorable mention. All righty. 888-677-9673. I wanted to say this. Two things, folks, out there. If you see anybody, the communists, the Democrats are stealing our signs. This is so important. It's so very important that we stop, that we vote no on issue one on November 7th. It is so important that that fails. And we'll keep telling you why we stay on top of that. But if you see anybody, the Democrats have been stealing our signs. If you've got a phone with you where you can get a picture of them, a license, we will prosecute. We will definitely prosecute. And now also at the same time, if you're out there in Geauga County or any place in Lake or most places in Portage Department, if you need a yard sign, if you want to drive to our church, call first. If you need a yard sign, we have them available. But call first at 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367. Now make sure you leave your name and phone number. Don't call and just say, I need a sign, but you make sure you leave your name and phone number, and we can get you with a sign to put in your yard. And that way, folks, you know, here, obviously, if you put it in your yard, you've got permission to do so, right? So, all right. That's what we want. Joe, we're putting out thousands and thousands. We're fighting such dark, such unholy, ungodly, dark money here coming in from
dark
California.
That's lies, 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 and lies, right?
You're not kidding. Death money.
We're fighting. It's evil, but it's the deceit and the lies that they use.
It's death dollars. Death dollars of death. Yeah. All righty. Okay, I think we got the very first pledger coming up. And so, Bob and Lori get an honorable mention. Thank you, Bob and Lori. And they pledged $75. Thank you very much.
Start our night off. Thank you much.
All righty. Let's go to the scriptures and pick up where we left off. On Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through 39. Joe, let's take them verse at a time, okay?
Okay, four levels of the dark state, right?
That was the title of the message, the four, right.
What shall we say, then, to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Okay, let's look at that verse. What did he say throughout the Bible? 366 times the Bible says, fear not.
Fear not.
And,
fear
and,
not.
And he says, fear not, for I am with you. Okay.
You.
And then he goes on, verse 2. Go ahead.
He that spareth not his own son, but delivereth him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Boy, does that have a lot in it. That verse has got a lot in it. To think about.
There's a whole sermon there.
Yeah. All right, go to verse 33.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth.
So he's saying that even though they lay, we're always being accused of things. I mean, the opposition, the world hates us. They hate God, and so they hate us.
Us.
And so they're always accusing us of things, but their accusations are hollow. They're worthless, aren't they?
Well, when God picks somebody to do something, that's God's elect. It doesn't, you know, a lot of people think God's elect was Christ, but it's anyone who is being obedient and doing the will of God is his elect. And that's what the pastors are supposed to be. Not all that call themselves pastors are God's elect because they're not doing his will.
Absolutely.
God justifies that person, right?
Absolutely. Who is it that condemneth? It is Christ that died, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, which also maketh intercession for us. So when Christ died and rose again, what did he do? He defeated death and hell, didn't he?
He sure did, and Scripture says he sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father, and the Father has given him all authority, all power in heaven and in earth. So he's got it all.
All righty. So, in fact, Joe, 21 times in the Bible, 21 times it says he sitteth at the right hand of the Father.
Father.
Okay, so.
That's the side of power. Right.
Right. There's a number. The number three is a number what? For the Trinity, right?
Trinity.
Also, number three is the number for the family. We are triune being.
Mother, the children. Yeah.
And so here you have three goes into 21. How many times? Seven times. And what is the number seven?
Seven is the number of perfection.
Perfection, yeah. Now he goes on to say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Now, when it says about the love of Christ, okay, he's making the point that what he's referring to, when he says separate us from the love of Christ, means who can take away our salvation? Who
right.
can take away our salvation?
Because it was Christ's love for his, you know, God's love for his children that had him sacrifice his only begotten son to do a substitutionary death and pay the price for our sin. That's real love.
So starting right here and then going through verse 39, 17, they list 17 things, Joe, that are listing here that can never allow us to lose our salvation. 17 things, reasons why we can never lose our salvation. So go ahead and read verse 36.
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Doesn't sound like being a Christian is necessarily going to be an easy thing, does it?
Well, here when it says, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, and we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Actually, what that's saying is we are worthy, okay, to be martyred for the cause of Christ.
Christ, and many have been.
Yeah. And so what does it say? The Bible says it's a blessing to be found worthy, counted all blessings to be found worthy, right? To suffer.
Amen. And if you do die and are martyred, what? You wake up in heaven, and you wake up to eternal life with Jesus.
In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Okay? Now think about this. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. How are we more? Because we're not just conquerors, but we're also benefactors.
Right. Well, we become joint heirs with Jesus in what? Everlasting life.
Absolutely.
That's being quite a benefactor, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life. So he takes you to the very realm of death. Have you ever been to the realm of death, Joe?
Pretty close, a couple of times, yeah.
Then he takes you to the very realm of life. There's nothing in all of the realm of death and nothing in all the realm of life that can separate us from the love of God. Then he goes, and he says, neither nor angels. There's no angels out there that can separate us, can take away our salvation. No angels.
That's even the fallen angels, even the devil himself and all his minions cannot.
No principalities. Now, that principalities list, as we were talking about, the four different levels of government, okay, can be listed of corrupt government, nor powers, nor things present. Now, powers, again, that's another level. That's a higher level of spiritual darkness there. Nor things present, nor things to come. So there's nothing in the past, there's nothing in the present, and nothing in the future that can cause us to lose our salvation, is there?
Nothing. He pretty much covers it right there.
But now he even expands on that. He goes, nor height, nor depth. Do you realize what he's saying? He's describing the entire universe, Joe. the entire universe.
You can't go far enough in space. You can't go deep enough in the ocean. You can't go, be killed by any creature or anything. There's nothing that can separate us from God's love.
And so, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So that's good enough for me. I can tell you that right now. All right, so let's go to Anonymous in Ohio pledges 25. Rose in New York pledges 50. Tom and Esther in Illinois pledge 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, the phone numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Help us stay on that station you're listening to us on right now. We want to stay there until the Lord comes back. We want to be the watchman on the wall, and we want to keep giving you the warnings and letting you know and exposing the darkness out there, what the world is up to. All right, Joe, turn over to 1 John chapter 5.
All right. And start with what? Verse 4? 4 and 5?
Let me see. Yeah, turn to verse 4 and 5. Yep.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Wow. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
All those that are born-again believers.
Okay. Who is it that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. So,
Son of God.
All right. It's the second person of the Trinity, right?
Right.
All right.
I love that phrase, the only begotten, and that begotten means coming forth from. So the physical Son came forth from the spiritual Father with all the attributes of God in the flesh, and he is the one who went and took your place and my place on that cross and gave away all the power that he had, all that glory that he had. And he allowed himself to suffer the worst death that mankind could create at that time on the cross so that you and I could be saved and be set free.
Who is it, John, or who is it, Joe, that doesn't believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God?
The Antichrist.
The Antichrist believes.
Oh,
the Antichrist knows.
Yeah,
the demons in hell, they know for a fact that Christ is the Son of God, okay?
Right.
They tremble.
That's it.
They tremble.
Those
but
follow.
What about Jehovah's Witnesses? What about Jehovah's Witness?
They would be, yeah.
What about Seventh-day Adventists?
They would be. They deny his
What about
deity?
The Unitarian Church?
They deny the deity.
What about most of Judaism?
Well, they reject the Messiah. They rejected him then. They still to this day reject him.
There's a small remnant of them that don't. Right now, today, that are professing that Jesus is the Christ, okay? And what about Muslims?
Muslims, yeah, they've rejected Muhammad as the prophet. Yeah, they've rejected him.
What about most of the apostate church today? I mean, some of them that refer to as Christ is Christa. And so what about the United Church of the Antichrist? There's
definitely
many.
Well, they deny all the basic tenets of the Christian faith. And if you do that, you're rejecting Christ himself because those tenets all came from him. So if you reject his word and his teaching, you are rejecting him.
Absolutely. The apostate church, you can say the apostate church totally rejects him. All right, we want to say Rose in New York pledges $50. Thank you, Rose. We want to say Tom and Esther in Illinois pledge $100. John in Las Vegas pledges $80. And Danny in Michigan pledges $200. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty. Folks,
can we go back to something? My mind is still on that Romans 8. And I see so many people out there who are afraid. I get asked all the time, aren't you afraid speaking out on the radio or when you give speeches? And I remember even years and years ago, people would ask me, aren't you afraid, you know, the things you do, the things you say? And I think of that verse, if God is for us, who can be against us? We are obeying the supreme judge of the universe who holds life and death in his hands, who holds the future, who holds the promise or everlasting life, who has given us the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. And when you point this out to people, they look at you with that doe in the headlight look, and they go, well, that's why you're not afraid? You know, I serve the living, risen Lord. What do I have to fear? He created me. He gave me a physical body. He made me a born-again spiritual being. He has given me the indwelling of his own Holy Spirit, making me my own temple, my own high priest, because I have a direct personal relationship with God, and he has promised me what? Everlasting life. And I tell people, and if I have all that, I'm supposed to be afraid of what? And they don't have an answer, do they? A lot of you, I'm sure you run into the same thing. And it's just, I think so often we forget just to tell people, if God is for us, who is, you know, can be against us? We have the enemies, but they're nothing to fear. They cannot, we just said, what? Cannot take away our salvation, right?
Already here.
Can't lose it.
Rosemary in PA pledges 50. Thank you, Rosemary. Those numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Leadership training, folks out there in the Geauga County area, and there's going to be anyone who wants to win in November is invited. Leadership training for November ballot issue 1. That's Tuesday, September 26, 5 p.m. at Geauga Parks Rookery. That's Geauga Parks Rookery, Great Blue Heron Lodge at 10110 Cedar Road, Chesterland, Ohio. Includes a catered meal. There's no cost, but donations will be accepted. Attendees will learn how to discuss pro-life and conservative values with moderate voters, recruit and manage volunteers, use absentee and early voting tools, coordinate election day activities, work as an election judge and turn out their voters. And so, again, we're, like I said, Joe, we really realize how important, why we must win this. We must win this. We came up short on August 8th. The Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and lack of knowledge got this amendment on the ballot. It never should have been there. And so now,
so what, the God of this world blinded so many, you know, the hearts and minds and eyes of people. But you need the volunteers there, just like we do in every state. We need people to stop sitting and watching. They're starting to get active. Politics is not a dirty thing. Satan is using politics to destroy. The Antichrist system is using politics to destroy all the wonderful things that God gave us. And fighting back is spiritual warfare. We're fighting. It takes, you know, work, and they're on this voting and registering people, talking to people. But at the end, we're fighting a spiritual battle, aren't we?
Absolutely. Okay.
And that's what God calls us to do. So, folks, you're being obedient if you get out there and join, run to this battle and fight this fight. This is spiritual. This is not political. It's underneath everything. It's what?
Right.
The heart and soul of the children of God.
Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving your own selves. Deceiving your own selves. So, folks, again, the Lord says here, you've got your lifespan is but a vapor that appears for an instant when put up against eternity. And he is telling you, folks, you've got but a very short amount of time to place up crowns that you'll live with for all of eternity. So you got to get moving. And guess what? Joe, the FBI and Nancy Pelosi got caught lying about January 6th. And just listen to this.
I have two major updates coming out of Washington, D.C. that both involve lies surrounding the January 6th Capitol breach. Stephen DeAntuono, who used to be the head of the Detroit FBI and participated in trying to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer, was moved over to the Washington, D.C. FBI office before the January 6th situation. He has put out an internal memo within the FBI saying that there were so many FBI operatives and informants in the Trump crowd on January 6th that we've lost track of the number. He then is asking people to come forward and identify themselves so that they can get a head count. On top of that, he admitted that the FBI informants were out of control. They believed that they were supposed to incite riot and violence and go into the Capitol. So there are FBI people that went into the Capitol and went with the flow of the energy that day in order to get more people to infiltrate the Capitol. On top of that, Jim Jordan has subpoenaed FBI Director Christopher Wray and said, listen, you guys have been lying, you've been misdirecting us, and you've been purposely not answering these questions. And now we have in writing from top FBI officials that you were infiltrating the January 6th crowds, and you've now been subpoenaed to testify before our committee. On top of that, this morning, the former Capitol Police Chief, Stephen Sund, came forward and said that the National Guard was offered, 10,000 National Guards were offered from President Donald Trump. He also said that Nancy Pelosi has been lying and untruthful about many of the January 6th details, including the fact that they spoke three times about Capitol security and the breach, and she lied about all three times. Now, Tucker Carlson tried to expose this, but nobody from the center or left-leaning media would cover it. They said it was conspiracy theory, and now it's being proven to be absolutely true. So people are now saying that former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi must be subpoenaed and brought in to testify against these allegations. But we're learning so much about the January 6th situation and just how much the FBI was involved that day.
Heck. All right, we're back.
It goes just with what we did last night. We did a news story where the FBI had at least 18 undercover agents in the crowd. They estimated at least 20 from the Department of Homeland Security, and they lost track of all the confidential informants that they had in the crowd that were, you know, encouraging people to do things, run in, do this and that. And it's amazing how all that information got lost by the FBI, right?
Yeah, well, I was watching.
They keep track of everything you do and say in your phone calls, but they can't keep track of their own paid informants.
I was watching the director of the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, and they were talking to him about it, and
he's meritless.
He's been lying under oath. First, he said he didn't know, he had no knowledge, and then he admitted he did have knowledge. And in fact, one of the congressmen says, you know, you just perjured yourself again here. But again, he's with a department, he's the head. Who is he going to get to bring charges against him? But we're seeing piece by piece, it's all coming out, and the rats are running for cover, aren't they?
They're starting to, and finally, the American people are getting the idea. They've been lied to, they've been deceived, and it's a bigger deception and a bigger lie than they've ever could have imagined. The entire January 6th was a staged event. It was done on purpose, It was done to hurt Donald Trump. It was done to hurt the followers and the movement and the election, and any contesting of the election.
And Joe, from January 6, 21, from that very day, we have been telling the people that all of what you just said, it was a staged event. On that very day, we already were in contact with people out there that were calling, telling us what they saw, what happened. And again,
people could see it. They knew. They said, look, we know there's FBI people. We saw ourselves, the people in uniform, Capitol Police officers.
They murdered
people in uniform.
They murdered the Patriots. They murdered the Patriots. Okay.
And they opened the gates. Remember, we watched them open the gates. We watched them welcome people in. Come on in. Come on in. We could see them waving their hands, bringing people in. All the stuff we saw is back to that Bill Clinton. Who are you going to believe? You know, me or your lying eyes?
All righty. We got it. We have a pretty woman waiting on us right now.
We do.
Sarah McGurvey from, she's with the Northeast Ohio Right to Life and also with the March for Life. So, hey, Sarah, are you there?
I am here. How are you, Pastor?
Oh, I'm doing okay, young lady. What's happening in Sarah's world?
Oh, just, you know, trying to help build a culture of life, per usual. And there's some exciting things happening in October. One of them is the Ohio March for Life on October 6th. It will start with a pre-rally concert at 10 o'clock at the State Capitol Building in Columbus, followed by a rally at 11, and then the march at 12 o'clock p.m. And some great speakers like Gene Mancini, who's the president of the March for Life, Aaron Bayer, Reverend Bishop Earl Fernandez, Senator Christina Rogner from Ohio's 27th District, Pastor Jeremy Westbrook, Peter Range from Ohio Right to Life, Pastor Walter Moss of Ohio Right to Life Action Coalition, and Ruth Edmonds, the Director of Christian Engagement at Center for Christian Virtue, and other speakers too. So it'll be a great time, October 6th, and folks can register for that at marchforlife.org. So it's going to be a great time, and everyone should go to it.
Absolutely. Tells you what you need to do is email me the announcement, all of what you just said, and I will be making that from now to then. And now don't forget also on October 1st, Sunday, on October 1st, a week from this Sunday, we have Life Chain from all across the country, the entire country, we have Life Chain. And so in our area, it's going to be from 1:30 to 2:30. And what is it going to be in your Akron area?
Various locations that will be sent out later this week, likely an e-blast from Right to Life, Northeast Ohio. So look out for that. And we are excited that the folks have been getting our signs and whatnot from our office and that they're excited to participate. I think everyone is really fired up this year to just show their support for the culture of life. I have been getting emails and phone calls asking the different ways that people can support life, because really this year in Ohio, it's we are showing the world, showing the nation, how much we appreciate life and how important it is to care for the mothers and the babies and really support a strong culture of life, not just in word, but in action. And I think it's really coming to fruition now with what we're facing coming this November. It's really beautiful to see and to witness everyone just hopping on board and trying to really live out what they've been saying all along. So it's really been great. I'm very excited to see it happen in real life. So,
well, here's reality, Sarah. Reality is this. America is standing in the shadow of an angry God. He doesn't like what he's seeing. We're being invaded. We are a nation that is under. We're being invaded right now. The enemy dwells within. The enemy dwells within. The enemy has opened up the floodgates to let the enemy in. So we have the enemy dwelling among us, and the entire what we call Democratic Party, which is the Communist Party today, but that they're the party of death. They're the party of death. And this issue one is a death issue. And the Bible says all of those that hate God love death. Those that love death hate God. Okay. So God is watching. And remember, he's looking, and he wants to hear from his people.
Amen.
If he doesn't hear from his people, he's not going to spare America, is he? I mean, he's got to say, you know, look at his people and say, look, you know what I've done for you? Now, who is on the Lord's side? Show me who is on the Lord's side. And that's what we have to do, don't we?
Oh, for sure. I have some great news, though. In the past month, the abortion facility in Cuyahoga Falls has closed early multiple times this month. It's been beautiful to see. And, you know, we have our metrics, too, as to how our online presence has been helping women. And it's been great to see the numbers, how many women have been led to the local pregnancy centers and viewed our educational materials online. It's just really great. And it really is evidence that people are praying and witnessing more now that it's post-Roe. And it's beautiful to see, and also seeing the witness of people praying the 2 Chronicles 7:14 prayer, which I'm sure you know is, if then my people, upon whom my name has been pronounced, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear them from heaven and pardon their sins and heal their land. We must humble ourselves and pray and look for God's face and be like, God, what do you need us to do? And I'm so certain that people are praying harder now than ever because they know that we can only do this with God's help. Prayer without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. And work without prayer is in vain. And I think this is really waking everyone up to realizing, hey, we need God to guide us through the trenches to really succeed and making a pro-life Ohio. If we don't have God with us, if we just do our own thing without him, it's all in vain. We must have God guide us to show us the tools we need and how to use those tools to really achieve our end result, our end goal. And I think that's happening right now, Pastor.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot. Every day I get contacted more pro-God, pro-American, pro-family organizations are contacting me every day. We're seeing a growing army on our side. Of course, you know, we're seeing this going both ways. The wicked are becoming more wicked and the righteous are becoming more righteous, exactly the way God's word said it would be. And so, but this is our time. God has raised us up for this very moment, and it's not something we can let him down. He's got expectations. We have obligations. This is the time for us to place up crowns in heaven. And, you know, this is it. This is the time we got. You know, once we're gone, it'll well, and we don't know how much time we have, right, left in this world.
True. Yeah, I was telling someone recently, I said, if we can accomplish what we need to do in November, and if, by the grace of God, the heart people gets unblocked, and we don't know which way it's going to go, all by the grace of God. But if we can succeed in making a pro-life Ohio this year, I can die happy. Like, if we can make Ohio a sanctuary state in the next year, I can die happy. If I died young, I'm like, hey, at least babies are saved. At least women are safer and protected from, like, unruly, terrible, but procedures on them. And if we can really accomplish this, we are going to make history, and God is going to really reward us deeply for this. But I think it's gotten so severe that it's waking everyone up. I was on the phone earlier today with a woman, and she said, you know, I think things happen how they did in August because God knew that if we thought that it was safe, no one would try. It's throughout history, it's when there's been hardships going on, people have to fight harder for what they want. In all the different wars, they knew if we get weak, we will lose. They knew we have to keep fighting every day because we don't know what we'll be. We got to keep fighting. It's what they knew was always within reach. They knew.
Amen. It's, it's not over until we win, young lady. Hang
exactly.
tight.
Exactly.
I got to give the numbers out. I got to give the numbers out. This is pledge week here. I'll put you down for about 10,000. How's that? All righty. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. That's especially with credit cards, or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Rosemary in PA pledges 50. Thank you, Rosemary. All right. We have to.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Yep. This is we only have 1 week out of a month where we can go for pledges. We keep us going. We work coast to coast. We reach a lot of people. And And, you know, I just praise the good Lord for, over the years, how many people have received Christ because of this radio program. How many people have, how many women were going to abort their babies? We've had so many that were going to abort their babies, but they listened to this radio program, and they listened to us talking about that and decided not to. And so it's so good to hear back from them when they call to let you know, if it hadn't been for you, I'd have killed my baby. Thank you for being there. So we're here.
Keep it up.
Yeah. The only reason we can be here, Sarah, is because the folks out there support us. If they don't support us, we can't be here. We're going to. It ain't over with till we win. We've had a saying from day one, when in doubt, charge. When not in doubt, charge anyway.
Amen. 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 Amen.
No defensive war has ever been won in history.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll tell you what, it's one of the things about being so long in the pro-life movement. I've been in it since the very beginning, and I was just with Linda Tice, who was one of the ladies who was with us when the very first start, when we first started in the Ohio Pro-Life, Right to Life. But one of the blessings is being around ladies like you, Sarah. What a blessing it is to be around Christian pro-life women who love their children and understand why God made women and understand motherhood. Boy, I'm going to tell you.
What a woman is.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be.
Be able to know what one is.
Well,
you know what? It goes both ways. Men, you can know what a man is, too.
Yep,
I am very impressed. I met someone recently who wanted to help with some production of educational materials and took about a box of 500. I thought, wow, what a great man this is. Knows the value of protecting innocent human life. Real men protect life, and real men protect women from very serious, tragic, barbaric surgeries and procedures that only cause harm and no good. Real men protect women and children. That's what a
Amen.
Man is. And they yep. use God, and they go to God to know how to protect these women and children.
Absolutely.
Well, without the right to life, all the other rights in the Constitution aren't worth much, are they?
Nope.
Right.
Not at all. All righty, well, listen, Sarah, you're welcome to stay with us if you want, but we got to do some lightning rounds.
Yeah, you got to do your thing. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. I love you. Keep fighting the fight, young lady. All right, very good. Now, Joe, we got to switch over, and I got to talk about this. Ready? Pelosi lied. Former Capitol Police Chief Sund testified he had three calls with Pelosi on January 6th. Pelosi said they never spoke, but Sun says, oh, yeah, he has the proof. On Tuesday, the House Administration Subcommittee Oversight held a hearing titled Oversight of the United States Capitol Security, Assessing Security Failures on January 6, 2021. Representative Barry Loudermilk heads the subcommittee. Former U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen A. Sun testified before the committee. Chief Stephen Sun has been outspoken of Nancy Pelosi and her failures to secure the U.S. Capitol that day. It has been widely reported that President Trump asked for the National Guard 3 days in advance of January 6th, but Pelosi refused. She turned him down. She refused to call the National Guard.
So did the mayor, the D.C. mayor turned it down too.
They had this whole thing planned. This thing was planned from the get-go. It was a false flag operation from day one, and we knew it.
Couldn't do it with all the Guard present. It wouldn't have been able to happen, so we had to make sure there were no National Guard there, right?
Right. Pelosi then refused to turn over information about her culpability in the security breakdown during the January 6th riot for over a year to congressional investigators. Now, here, they're going to bring in Chris Wray for another deposition here. You're going to question him. But guess what? They need to subpoena. They need to subpoena Nancy Pelosi. They need to subpoena Nancy Pelosi. Put her.
And some phone records.
Under oath. Absolutely. Because there will be no justice until Nancy Pelosi, Chris Wray, Merrick Garland, that dirty cop that shot and killed that young lady all having a senior moment right now. You know who I'm talking about. And kill the rest, all of them. Beat the one woman to death. The Christian Patriot put 72-year-old women, grandmas, in jail, okay? Until,
and they're still claiming that several policemen were killed that day. You can still find that on the Internet.
What a lie.
One died of a heart attack later on. That was after things were over.
Yeah, what an absolute lie. We're dealing with, you know, absolute, it's like Barack Obama went down and knocked on the gates of hell and said, send me out your dirties. I want the most corrupt, crooked cops I can find. And he got that January 6th commission, didn't he?
He sure did. Well, you know, look at Scripture. What is one of the phrases? If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. There it is, Proverbs 29:12. Sometimes I can't come up with that stuff. But we look through Scripture, and Biden, there's, who was it, The Hill, one of the groups, has put out four series of his lies, part 1, 2, 3, and 4. There were so many of them, they've done four large articles on just Joe Biden's lies. And we remember listening to, what was the one guy, he's in California now. He said, we've got the proof of Russian collusion. He was standing there every day on the TV. He's got that real horrible face. What's his name? He was the biggest liar in the Democrat Party.
Oh, boy, that would really be hard. Right now, Adam Schiff is the one
I just couldn't think of.
Well, he's right now.
Lie after lie, and people just are starting to catch on. These people are nothing but liars.
Well, Adam Schiff, remember what they said about Slick Willie? They said Bill Clinton is not just a good liar, he's a great liar, and he's our liar. The Democrats are actually boasting that they had the best, the champion of all liars there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Anyhow, folks, the phones haven't been ringing here for a while.
Oops.
888-281-1110. We got to hear from you.
Totally listener supported. We don't do advertising for almost 50 years. About 50 years, Pastor Ernie has counted on a partnership with the listeners and those in the ministry. We're doing the work without being paid, and your donations don't, enrich us one penny. Your donations pay the bills. So it's a true partnership. Each is giving something. We're giving our time and talent, and we end up, you've heard our donations. We donate ourselves. We believe in the cause enough to, we have to buy our own materials and the stuff for the radio and the work and the computers and everything we need to do the ministry. And yet we still are willing to donate our own money because we know we're doing the Lord's work. And the Lord has said in Scripture, if you support a ministry that's doing things that blesses Him, you get to share in those blessings. And we've got the prison ministry, the Right to Life ministry. Many of us have been in hospice. There's trucking ministry, King's Word School of the Bible, the radio itself reaching, countless people with God's Word. And anything that glorifies God that happens, if you donate to this ministry, you get to share in those blessings. You have God's Word on it.
Amen. All right,
we
folks.
We can thank you, but that's it.
Absolutely. Amen. We have to, we got to give the number out again. We got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. We only have 5 days in 1 week to raise money for the entire full month. And boy, I'm going to tell you, airtime is not cheap, but we are getting the message out. And speaking of messages, here you go, America. The Gateway Pundit uncovers massive January 6th database engineered by Department of Homeland Security front group Sedition Hunters. That's right, Joe. The Gateway Pundit recently obtained thousands of hours of J6 footage from the Sedition Hunters online crowdsourcing group. Sedition Hunters define themselves as part of an anonymous group that tracks, identifies, and reports Trump supporters. That's right. You folks out there, are you Trump supporters? They're watching you. Okay.
Yep.
And protesters who attended the January 6th protest in Washington, D.C., to the Federal Bureau of Investigations, folks, which is, which we used to be, there used to be a government agency. Now, folks, they have been, well, there's still some decent field agents, but basically they have turned.
Been weaponized. It's
against America.
To promote the government against. It used to be the Constitution said the citizens are sovereign. We are the owners of the country. Government was to work for us. And right now, the Democratic Party believes we are to be servants and slaves to the government, to be obedient, to be governed by them, that your rights and freedom come from them. But the Constitution founding fathers say our rights and freedom come from God, not the Democrat Party.
Members of the intelligence community relate that it is most likely that this footage was collected by government through the Department of Homeland Security and many contractors utilizing illegally obtained video and cell phone interceptions using Stingray devices within the U.S. Capitol.
Right.
Since the January 6, 2020 protests, the group insists that hundreds of volunteers have scrutinized photos and video of the events that day. The group has reviewed thousands and thousands of hours of footage, created timeless, identified and tracked persons of interest, and synchronized videos and provided analysis. There you go.
Well, if the FBI has these paid informants, what makes you anybody think that the Department of Homeland Security doesn't have its own paid informants or gives bonuses or other things to these people to do their dirty work for them?
All right. We want to say Anonymous in Texas pledges $577 and Deacon Mark pledges $100. Thank you. Thank you. All right. 888-281-1110.
Sure.
Or 888-677-9673. We have about 1 hour left tonight, Joe, and about an hour and 40 minutes tomorrow. That's actually what you have. And that's it. That's all the time we have left to raise enough money to keep us going for another month. And so if we can, a number of those stations that we went off, there's a good possibility if we can continue to do as good as we've done, we won't go off any more stations, put it that way, and that's the good news there, Lord's willing. Alrighty, right now we need approximately $4,750, $4,750 short. We need to raise $4,750 before the end of the program tonight. That's the minimum. That's the minimum we need to raise before the end of the program tonight. So, again, we've got to continue.
We're treating you like partners. We're telling you the way it is. We're not sugarcoating it. We're not embellishing it. We're just telling you exactly what it is. The stations all have to be, at some point, self-supporting, and the stations that we don't get enough donations to pay the bills are the ones that we're going to have to go off of. And that is the unvarnished truth. That's the way it works. And we have a couple of stations, thank you, Lord, that the people donate more than is necessary and helps us keep some of the other stations going. But in the end, it's just a matter of it's your decision. If you want to hear us on your local radio station, you have to help support us to pay the bills at that station.
All right, we're coming up to a break. Now, when we come back from the break, folks, we are at war. The state of Texas has issued an emergency declaration. We're at war, folks, right now.
Yeah.
And it's being led by the Biden regime. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance.
To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.